Have you ever been to the movies and found yourself checking the exits? Well, a new survey suggests more than 62% of people do because of fears of gun violence and terrorism. The security company Evolve Technology commissioned a survey of about 2,000 people, and 81% said they are anxious about gun violence in particular. So, what impact is this fear having on Americans' mental health? Let's put that to Joel Dvoskin. He's a clinical and forensic psychologist and served on the American Psychological Association's Task Force on Reducing Gun Violence. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Now, this is just one survey, but do we know how widely this sort of gun anxiety is shared across the U.S.?
The main thing I got from the survey is that it's pretty pervasive, so that even the groups that were a little bit less anxious than other groups, their anxiety levels were still very high. And when you break it down kind of into which kinds of groups felt especially anxious, Jews after the synagogue shootings feel especially anxious about gun violence. Muslim, with all the anti-Muslim rhetoric, feel anxious about gun violence. Christians, because of attacks on Christian churches, feel anxious about gun violence. And you start, at the end of it, you come thinking, who's left out? Who doesn't get to feel anxious?
Yeah. When I looked at some of the numbers, they jumped out at me. 8 in 10 think gun violence is a problem. Around 40% of respondents saying they avoid going to certain places due to fear of guns. I'm just curious, does this jibe with your own professional experiences from the people you talk to?
Definitely. So we just went through 2 years where people were afraid to go out of their house. A lot of people were afraid to go out of their house or go to places of where people congregate because of the pandemic. But then you add on top of that, if I go to a concert, am I going to get shot? If I go to a football game? So all of these things seem to just compound each other, and people are just less likely to do stuff, and it's hurting all of us. It's hurting our mental health because it prevents us from doing things that are enjoyable and make us feel good.
Now, there will be people who are listening to this and say, you know what, I actually feel safer with a gun. I might feel less afraid if I have this means to protect myself. How does that fit into all this?
Well, I know that. In fact, every time there's a really high profile mass homicide, gun sales go up. So we know this to be true. And having a gun in the home, it doesn't make people more safer. I know it makes them feel safer, but statistically, I don't believe that to be true. But the main danger is not a stranger coming into your home and trying to kill you. The main danger is in a moment of despair or rage that people make stupid decisions. And all of this anxiety and fear and anger is increasing the amount of violence in our society. I don't think there's much doubt about that.
Is there a relationship between this fear and anxiety many of us may have about gun violence and it leading to future gun violence?
I do think there's a relationship, but it's not a direct one. It's kind of like when you're having a bad day, it doesn't take as much to make you lose your temper. And collectively, we're having a lot of bad days as a society. But I don't think it's a one-to-one correlation where somebody, because they were anxious, they went and killed a bunch of people. But I do think that the chances of these things happening increase as we collectively become more distressed.
And finally, coming back to the survey focuses on adults, but children, as you're describing, are at the center of this issue. We have a generation of children now, including my own, who are being trained to be prepared for the possibility that they might be targeted in their classrooms. What are the mental health consequences of that? And how do you suggest we parents talk to children about this?
I do think there's consequences. Whether they're permanent or longstanding kind of depends upon whether we as a society can kind of figure out a way to come together In terms of what we do about it, what we say to our kids, first of all, whatever you do, don't lie to them. Because when they're scared, that's when they need to trust their parents the most. And they're way smarter than we think they are, and we're not good enough liars to get away with it. So do not lie, number one. Number two is, how do you know how much to tell them? Easy. Just answer their questions. Don't tell them everything you know. Just answer the question, but do it honestly. Creating safe spaces is hugely important so that we can tell kids things that we're doing to keep them safer.
Yeah. That's Joel Dvoskin, a clinical and forensic psychologist and former acting commissioner of mental health for the state of New York. Joel Dvoskin, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me, Scott.